Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From our comments page, La Comparsita must be banned. It's a subpar tango that gets so heavily overused and massacred by people who haven't a clue that tango is the rap of turn-of-the-century Buenos Aires, not a love ballad, ari d'amour, or a serenade. And yesterday we played a mashup of every cheesy version of Danny Boy that we could find, from Elvis Presley to House of Pain. By popular demand, we'll play it again at the end of the hour. The medley was to acknowledge the decision by one Irish pub in Manhattan to ban the song on St. Patrick's Day this year because it's just too cliched, just too much for today's generation of Irish Americans. And so we've been collecting songs in the last day from other cultures, from your culture perhaps, that you think have been heard a million times too many and that are just too cliched and should be given the cultural hook. So call us up and tell us what those are for you and your heritage. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Call us up right now. Think bad weddings. Think bad dance bars. Think bad family gatherings on your traditional holiday and help us out here. Go to our comments page and see what's there. But call us on the air at 212-433-WNYC. And think outside the jukebox here. Someone suggested, let's say, some certain overplayed classic rock songs, for example. So what from your heritage, however you define that, should be given the musical and cultural hook. For example,
then they hear a rumble on the floor. It's a big surprise they're waiting for. And all the couples form a ring.
From the website, I'm Polish from Pittsburgh, and I've heard this a million times. To say I'm liking it, but I guess if you're Polish and you've heard it a million times, hey, Roger in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Roger.
Hi, it's nice to talk to you today.
So you're British, am I hearing?
I'm an expatriate, but I am actually still fairly patriotic. I have my tea every morning.
So what's the song?
It's God Save the Queen. God save us.
But that's like official, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's an awful dirge, and it's horrible. There are even parts of the song that aren't sung anymore that talk about keeping down the Scottish hordes. It's outdated, so is a monarchy, of course, but it's a horrible, horrible song if you ever listen to it.
Thank you very much. I have to admit to liking the Star Spangled Banner. Am I the only American who likes the Star Spangled? I don't really love the words, you know, the war song, but I love the music. It's so hard to sing. It's so quirky that I absolutely love the Star Spangled Banner. But this Italian American who posted on our website didn't like this anymore. Everybody in the control room is liking these now. They're going from cliched to ironic in 30 seconds. Jackson in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jackson.
Hey there.
What you got?
I am tired of hearing Ain't No Stopping Us Now. It's an R&B song from the 70s about, you know, black upward mobility. And I'm just tired of hearing that song at every block party, every homecoming, every family reunion.
Thanks for your call. And from the website, regarding other songs, I'm from Southern Louisiana, just outside of New Orleans, and I'm so sick of this.
Sisters and brothers, this is Reverend Satchmo getting ready to beat out this mellow sermon for you. My text this evening is when the saints go marching in. Here come Brother Hickenbottom down the aisle with his trombone. Blow it, boy.
You can't ban Satchmo, come on. You can ban that song, though. All right. Richard in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Richard.
Hi. Hava Nagila.
Hava Nagila.
Right.
You are Jewish.
Right.
You've heard it a zillion times at weddings, certainly.
Weddings, bar mitzvahs, every place. Even bris.
Even the Brian Lehrer Show.
Yeah. Bye.
Richard in Short Hills, you're on WNYC. Hi, Richard.
How you doing? I agree with you. I love the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, good. I'm not alone.
God bless America's killing me, man. Every Yankee game, at the seventh inning stretch, no longer do we get to hear Take Me Out to the Ball Game, but it's God Bless America. And what is it but a laundry list of topographical, geographical, you know, mountains, plains, foaming oceans, like other countries in the world, don't have mountains and plains and foaming, and God just blesses us, not everybody else.
You know, I used to love that song until the very thing that you're saying, because I guess I watched too much Yankee baseball, and when they put it on every seventh inning stretch, in place of what used to be there at the beginning of the seventh inning stretch, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, since 9/11, it's just such a maudlin tribute to America the way they do it.
Yeah, and the whole religious aspect of the war on terrorism, religions on our side, religions on their side. Please, let's do the Star Spangled Banner in the beginning of the game. Let's do the Cracker Jack Take Me Out to the Baseball Game in the middle. And at the end, we can all not sing God Bless America.
And Cotton Eye Joe. Don't forget Cotton Eye Joe. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, Cotton Eye Joe, yes.
That's an abomination. Richard, thank you very much. I can really identify with these sentiments, writes a poster on our website. As an Italian-American, I can live the rest of my life without ever hearing Dean Martin sing this song. Ella did it. Can't ban Ella, I'm sorry. Can't ban Louie. But you can certainly ban the song. Bob in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What you got?
I would like to ban You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party by the BC Boys.
Does that go with a particular culture or?
A youth culture and going into adulthood. It's like a call to arms, and as soon as you become an adult, why do you got to fight for your right to party anymore? You can drink, you can go stay out late, so it's kind of, you know, it's just not fun anymore, and it's just every time you hear it at a party, it doesn't do.
Thank you very much. Wayne in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Wayne.
Oh, hi. Another Jewish thing at weddings, before we said Hava Nagila, it's also this thing called Simen Tov and Mazel Tov. So it goes along with Hava Nagila when they're doing the horror. After a while, they go from one to the other. And also Sunrise, Sunset.
Sunrise, Sunset from Fiddler on the Roof. Right.
All day long, I'd be the beautiful if I were a wealthy man.
Number of Jewish listeners who contacted us cited Fiddler one way or the other. One post said, I cringe whenever I hear Fiddler on the Roof tunes played at weddings. There is enough authentic, traditional Jewish music available without relying on show tunes for ersatz authenticity. Ruth in Park Slope, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ruth.
Hi, I'd like to ban Wheels on the Bus. I have a four-year-old, and I've heard that song one too many times.
Then you're going to have to ban Goodnight Moon.
That would be okay, too.
That would be okay, yeah. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And maybe anybody in America might want to ban this if you lived through the 70s. Poster on our comments page wrote, my American pop cultural equivalent to Danny Boy. Well, there are many. Here's a few from a list my friends and I have been compiling called Songs You've Come to Hate But Still Sound Great When Your Face Is in Your Plate. That is Blotto. And Free Bird was on that list, along with, Jim? Stairway to Heaven? Any others that you remember? All right. Stairway to Heaven, though. That's got to take the cake. Karen in Pompton Plains, you're on WNYC. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Brian. Love your show.
Thank you.
I'd like for you to ban Feelings and also for the tweens that We're All in This Together from High School Musical. And I wanted to ask you if you could do this again at Christmas time when we're all sick of hearing those Christmas songs in the stores and malls.
Isn't High School Musical too new to be old and cheesy?
Oh, but they played it at every single event at the school and for kids, for their dance recitals, everything.
Yeah, but Feelings, definitely.
Yes.
In fact, almost anything by Barbra Streisand that's slow down tempo at this point, don't you think?
Sounds good to me. But do this show again at Christmas so we can ban a lot of Christmas songs we hear in the mall 30,000 times.
Not a bad idea. Thanks a lot. All right, Italians, this next one's for you. So the post on the comments page says, Italians love the chicken dance, but have recently been trying to hide that fact by requesting that it not be played at weddings. My sources, however, tell me that this doesn't only show up at Italian weddings. Even the Danny Boy crowd is subject to the chicken dance when they go to celebrate the knot. Dwight in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Dwight.
How are you today?
Good. What you got?
The Deo song. The banana song.
Deo.
It's the Tally Man Tally Ma Banana from Jamaica. And, you know, I think that a lot of people outside of the West Indian community just take that song to picture what life is like in the Caribbean. And, man, it just is very annoying to me. The song just makes my blood boil at times with some of the words that are there. But I figure that every culture has something that they, you know, like and don't like. And you look into someone else's culture and you hear a song like Havanagila and Volare, and it conjures up images for you that you like about a culture that you think befit it.
Good point. And that's why we're doing this today. Only for songs that you want to retire from your own culture. And even this, we just had the conductor of the Philharmonic in last week talking about playing Arirang in North Korea and how people were crying. But this listener says, as an American-born Korean, I don't list Arirang among my favorites. It's a cliche, as evidenced by all the restaurants, travel agencies, and other businesses that have Arirang in their name. Thanks to all of you for taking part in this. We have one more reprise coming up with this. But listeners, listen up. We say goodbye today to a creative and beloved member of our production team. Jim Colgan has been a producer with the show since 2002 and has helped to grow so much of what is now central to this program, including the integration between our on-air and online content, our crowdsourcing or group journalism projects. You may remember he was on the air a few times last year, identified as our crowdsourcing creative director. Jim has also been a team leader. He is grace under pressure during breaking news and has generated so many great ideas for topics and guests and creative use of this medium of radio. He will be deeply missed. The good news is that Jim is only going a few doors down to help launch a brand new WNYC program called The Takeaway, which will debut next month. So you'll still get the benefit of his work, but we thank Jim Colgan for his 6 years of service to The Brian Lehrer Show. Jim's final creative act was this segment, including this montage of every singer you've ever heard singing Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling.
From glen to glen and down the mountainside,
the summer's gone. All these are dying.
It's you must go, and I must bite.
But call me back when summer is in the mail,
and when the valley's hushed and white with snow,
and
Danny Boy.
And yes, Jim Colgan is Irish. Have a great weekend, everyone. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.